This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. Forget dark alleys and cemeteries. For some, the gym is the scariest place of all, but it doesn't have to be. With a personalized plan and expert coaching, Anytime Fitness can help make the gym less frightening. Get more for your gym membership than machines. Get personalized support anytime, anywhere. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Today is Tuesday, October 20th, 2020. On this day in 2003, 40-year-old Kirk Jones threw himself over Niagara Falls and miraculously survived. Whether he intended to come out of the venture alive is up for debate, but it wouldn't be his last dive into the choppy waters. Welcome to Today in True Crime, a Spotify original from Parcast. Due to the graphic nature of today's crimes, listener discretion is advised. Extreme caution is advised for listeners under 13. Today, we're covering Kirk Jones's risky and illegal jump over Niagara Falls at the New York-Canada border. Now, let's go back to one of the world's most famous rivers, about 6 meters above the Horseshoe Falls drop. Kirk Jones stared out at the water. It was epic, the way it boomed in his ears. It was a monster of a river, nature at her finest. No wonder so many couples came here for their honeymoons. It was just the place to feel the majesty of the world and to embrace an enormous risk, to give yourself fully to another person. But Kirk wasn't here for love. He was on a different kind of mission, and it was time to launch. Without further ado, the 40-year-old American threw himself into the icy water. It swept him feet first towards the edge of the falls almost instantly. The river rushed at 150,000 gallons per second. Kirk heard the sound of screaming tourists, and then he fell. The feeling of plunging down the 180-foot drop was unlike anything he had ever experienced. It was as if an enormous vacuum cleaner was sucking him up, like he was no more than a tiny insect on a counter being pulled into a swirling vortex. And then he was on the inside, enveloped by the falls. He spiraled down through the water, his entire body compressed under an unbelievable pressure. And then there was the pain. Kirk crashed hard into the granite table at the base of the falls. But before he could fully register the impact, his mind went blank. He blacked out. When he came to, he was underwater. Sputtering and shocked, he crawled to the surface and took a deep breath of air. As the oxygen filled his panicked, adrenaline-fueled body, he realized he'd made it over the falls and lived. Jones pulled himself onto a nearby rock, huddled into a little ball, and sat down to wait. Now that he was here, at the base of Horseshoe Falls and breathing, all the uncertainty of the day was gone. The park would send a rescue team. He'd visit a hospital to heal his aching ribs. Then he'd explain to authorities that it all had been a suicide attempt. Hopefully, they'd let him off easy. And finally, in a week or so, he'd do an interview with Good Morning America about the experience. After all, he was the first man to go over the falls without any protection and survive. Coming up, the fallout from Kirk Jones's jump and the day his luck finally ran out. Listeners, who doesn't love a good ghost story? Rattling chains, mysteriously moving objects, unfinished business. I am ready for all things spooky, and so is Parcast Network. Starting October 1st, we're bringing you the scariest, most hair-raising ghost stories ever imagined. Every Thursday on the new original series, Haunted Places Ghost Stories, Alastair Murden summons a new spine-tingling tale of wraiths, phantoms, and chilling apparitions. These stories come from all over the world, including Japan, India, the UK, and even ancient Rome. Don't miss stone-cold classics like The Kit Bag by Algernon Blackwood, a sinister account of a condemned murderer's final wish, and the lengths he'd go to fulfill it. And The Miserere, a Spanish tale of a wandering musician who hears a terrifyingly beautiful song in a burned-out monastery and is doomed to capture its notes until he dies. You can find and follow Haunted Places Ghost Stories free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget, October is our favorite month and one of our busiest, so make sure to search Parcast Network in the Spotify search bar to see all our new shows.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. Forget dark alleys and cemeteries. For some, the gym is the scariest place of all, but it doesn't have to be. With a personalized plan and expert coaching, Anytime Fitness can help make the gym less frightening. Get more for your gym membership than machines. Get personalized support anytime, anywhere. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Now, back to the story. On October 20th, 2003, 40-year-old Kirk Jones was swept over the biggest of the Niagara Falls, Horseshoe Falls. He came out of the 180-foot drop with just a few minor rib injuries and a bruised spine, making him the first person to ever survive the jump without protection. And then he explained that this wasn't the desired outcome. It had all been a suicide attempt. Authorities were not as sympathetic to his claim as Jones might have hoped. In part, that was because his family and friends contradicted it, claiming he'd pulled the stunt for the thrill and the glory. When he went on Good Morning America to talk about the experience, he seemed to revel in the publicity, deepening their suspicions. Finally, when Kirk announced that he and his brother would be writing a book about the dive, those suspicions were all but confirmed. It was apparently going to be titled, "You're Kidding Me: A Knucklehead's Guide to Surviving Niagara Falls." Still, the consequences were fairly mild. Jones was charged with mischief and unlawfully performing a stunt in Canada as the falls straddled the U.S.-Canadian border. After pleading guilty, he was hit with a $3,000 fine and banned from Canada for life. That should have been the end of the Kirk Jones Niagara story. As Jones himself put it after leaving court, "I understand what I did was wrong. You'll never see an action in Niagara waters with my name written on it again." And for years, it was true. Jones never published a book about his Niagara fall, and soon after the fiasco, he leveraged his 15 minutes of fame to get a job as a stunt performer with a Florida circus, an apt and legal home for his talents. By 2017, he was a relatively unknown 53-year-old living in Spring Hill, Florida. Until, in June of that year, he decided it was time to return to the North and Niagara Falls. In Youngstown, New York, about 12 miles from Horseshoe Falls, the Niagara River and Lake Ontario meet. On June 2, 2017, nearly 14 years after he took his first plunge, that's where Kirk Jones's body washed to shore. Investigators quickly surmised that he'd returned to the area on April 19th and attempted the Horseshoe Falls drop a second time. Allegedly, Kirk had called his wife and told her he was doing a stunt at the falls. Then he reportedly asked her to wish him luck. But wishing for luck doesn't always work, and this time, Kirk had none to spare. He may have been inspired to jump over the falls a second time because he was no longer the only man to survive the stunt. During the 14 years between his first and last drops, three other people matched his achievement. His legacy was also overshadowed by Nick Wallenda, the self-described King of the High Wire. Wallenda is known for performing high wire stunts without a safety net, and on June 15, 2012, he became the first person to walk a tightrope across Niagara Falls. More daredevils are likely to supplant both Jones and Wallenda in the future. The rushing Niagara River and its majestic falls are an iconic natural monument, and for someone with a taste for watery thrills, they'll always be an alluring challenge. Thanks for listening to Today in True Crime. I'm Vanessa Richardson. You can find all episodes of Today in True Crime and all other originals from Parcast for free on Spotify. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow in True Crime. Today in True Crime was created by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. It is executive produced by Max Cutler, sound designed by Juan Borda, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Carly Madden, and Freddie Beckley. This episode of Today in True Crime was written by Nora Battelle, with writing assistance by Terrell Wells. I'm Vanessa Richardson. Remember to join Alastair Murden every Thursday for the all-new series Haunted Places Ghost Stories. Don't miss the most chilling spirits ever imagined by authors from around the world. Follow Haunted Places Ghost Stories free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.